So what's worse for you? The fast food slowdown, the problems at O'Hare now through 10 o'clock tonight, or the fact that 400,000 public school children find something else to do tomorrow? Huh. Jen, did I say that our long civic nightmare may have ended? Because, yes, we have a Michigan Avenue bridge lift today, but it doesn't happen today until tonight.
No, you are correct.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
It doesn't start until 10 p.m. tonight.
Is it possible that the mayor has heard this program and finally has come to his senses and said, you know, with all due respect to the moneyed class, your gilded class.
Oh, well, that has to be what it is.
Well, I
don't think
it.
There's any other way. He was definitely listening to us.
What I'm saying is it does make more sense. So Michigan, now you have to test these bridges. I get it.
It's not just Michigan Avenue, though. Lakeshore Drive, that bridge is going to be off limits to any travel between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. also.
All right, but see, that's still better. I would make it midnight to 3 or maybe 1 to 4.
With
the least vehicular traffic per hour is when you do the bridge lifts. Again, with all due respect to the folks who have the sailboats and the yachts that need the bridges lifted, fine. I admire you. I am not jealous. This is not class envy.
And these are practice bridge lifts, let me just say. These are just in preparation for when the real bridge lifts start on April 16th.
Well, obviously you want to make sure they're mechanically sound because you don't want the traffic backed up on the river.
Well,
Or the roads.
Didn't they also blow a transformer last year and all the power was out in the downtown area because of one of the bridges? I don't remember.
I think it was either that or Brant Miller at the NBC Tower got a little goofy with the 110 outlet. It had something to do with that.
Okay.
But it doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't understand it. Maybe it's just me in particular. I find it so irritating, and it doesn't really impact me that much anyway. But I find it to be disproportionately... It seems to be a problem where so many citizens and first responders and those who want to walk from the loop to the to River North. It just seems dumb to me.
But
you have bridge lifts in the middle of the day.
When you've got Jen telling you which bridges will be lifted, then you can go to a different bridge.
But why do it during the day? I don't get it.
Yeah.
Is it because it costs more money at night because of a contract? Then pay it. It can't be more expensive than slowing everybody down during the business hours.
And you should be telling boat owners, okay, if you want to do this, do it at 4 in the morning.
Yes.
Do it at 5 in the morning. You know.
Don't masts come with hinges?
Right.
My old catamaran, you could take it down.
Yes.
I could take the mast down if necessary.
Yes.
Well, then we also have to talk to the yacht clubs because they technically don't open until 9:30 in the morning. So therefore, if the boats are waiting outside at 3 a.m., it's just going to be a whole mess on the lake.
Well, tough luck. Deal with it. And again, I'm not making this into us versus them issue, but at some point it becomes just raw numbers, and you don't shut down vehicular traffic for a few boats a number of times a year over our busiest bridges. Stop it.
You know what they say about boat owners? The two happiest days in the boat owner's life.
I got it. The second happiest day is when you buy your boat,
yes.
And your happiest day is
when you sell the boat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So they're under a lot of stress.
It's class warfare, though, isn't it? Because the little guys in the cars have to wait for the boats. Isn't that what it's all about?
Well, I don't mind waiting in my car because my driver generally puts a couple papers in the back seat
yes,
and a bottle of Jack Daniels
yeah.
and some tumblers and
yeah.
ice. And it's not that big of a problem for me to wait for the bridge. I actually I don't mind. I take a little nap.
You are concerned about the first responders.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, that's legit.
It perks my ears up, and I realize I'm probably more sad. For some reason, it irks me. There's certain things that really, really bug me, and this is just one of those things. I can't for the life of me, and I'm willing to listen to it. The mayor wants to come on and talk about just that, he can, or anybody from the city. I just don't quite understand why we do this year in, year out, decade in, decade out for such a small group of people. And I'm all for individual rights over mob mentality. That's not what we're talking about here. We're going to make those bridges go up. We're going to make those bridges down. But I'd prefer to do it at midnight as opposed to high noon. All right, if you missed it, abortion is the, unfortunately, I find talking about abortion very distasteful. I'll be honest with you, it's not a good topic. However, it is driving the news cycle today in regards to Donald Trump doing the 180 on the 180 of the one on the 180. And I'm sure he's seen a chiropractor this morning because that's got to hurt. Larry Kudlow will join us in just minutes, senior contributor for CNBC. And I also want you to hear, which is important to me if nobody else, I want you to hear Donald Trump's comments with Chris Matthews on MSNBC, which has stirred up all this trouble or lack thereof for him. I want you to hear him in context, so we'll take you through that sequentially next on WLS.
It's 8:16, and in case you just missed that whole last segment, the Michigan Avenue Bridge and the Lakeshore Drive bridges are going to be up tonight starting at 10 p.m. for practice lifts. The one on Lakeshore Drive going down at 2 a.m., the one over Michigan or on Michigan Avenue going down at 5 a.m. But there's plenty of other ones you can use.
The next time they do this during the day, I'm going to take a page out of the Man Cow book, and I'm going to go chain myself to the bridge lift.
All right, I'll be there with a video
recorder.
And
either stop it from going up, or I'll be dead when they take it up anyway. Back to you.
Yeah, we're going to videotape that one. In Rolling Meadows, southbound Wilkie at Algonquin, a crash. Wicker Park North at Artesian, an accident. Wardenville, Batavia at Route 59, a crash. And way out in Grundy County, I-55 inbound past Illinois 47. And Dwight, a car in the ditch. Right lane is blocked. Eden's not bad in each direction, just 20 minutes. Kennedy inbound O'Hare to downtown, 41. The Eisenhower Thorndale to the post office, 1 hour. Stevenson, 355 into Lakeshore Drive, 48 minutes. But all the delays start after the Tri-State and the Dan Ryan from 95th into downtown. A 50-minute commute from the WLS AM 890 Traffic Center. I'm Jen DeSalvo.